This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Talking to constitutional expert, legal expert, Dr. Edwin Vieira, and really this is just a message to President Trump for what he needs to do and how this needs to be evaluated and his advisor. So, Dr. Vieira, what is the precedent that has been set in protecting the border, the southern border specifically? What is the precedent that has been set on this issue in American history?
Well, if we look at the most maybe notorious precedent, it was the use by President Wilson of the Army under Black Jack Pershing, as he was known, who became commander-in-chief of the American forces during World War I, to go after the Mexican irregulars, if you will, bandits perhaps, under Pancho Villa, who invaded the United States and shot up a town. I believe it was in Arizona. I can't remember the name of the town.
Texas, actually.
Texas, okay, wherever. And Wilson authorized the president, President Wilson authorized Pershing to take regular army troops into Mexico in pursuit of Villa. And at the same time, the militia were called up in Texas to defend that state on the American side of the border. So certainly we have that as a practical precedent. But if we go back to the authority of the president to deal with the type of situation we're talking about, invasions, massive invasions by illegal aliens, violation of the laws on a massive scale in relationship to immigration. You can go back to the constitutional period, 1790s. Congress began writing these statutes that dealt with presidential power to call forth the militia, presidential power to call forth the armed forces, in terms of situations where there was massive violations of the laws, in terms of situations with actual invasions. And those statutes have come down to us pretty much in the original form. They've been modified a little bit over the years. And that's one track that the president can use. Those statutes do not require any approval by Congress, and they don't really allow for any intervention by the courts because they fall within the jurisdiction of the president as a so-called political question. Now, the other track that we have really comes out of the days of Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman, in which the president was generating, usurping power, if you will, on the basis of claiming national emergencies. And Congress came along and said, there's enough of this. We have to stop this. We're going to pass a statute that will rescind all the previous national emergencies and say in the future, if the president exercises an authority we're going to give him to declare a national emergency, he can do it only within particular statutes that we've enacted, and we in Congress will have the authority essentially to veto that. So there's the problem. On one track, the president has a great deal of discretion with no direct constitutional veto, no direct, I believe, jurisdiction of the courts to stop him. On the other side, we have this National Emergencies Act track in which the president has not quite as much authority, I think, as on the other track, but he's subject to a congressional veto, certainly subject to intervention by the House of Representatives now. And people are claiming, I've already seen them on the Internet, claiming, oh, well, this whole national emergencies question is open to scrutiny, challenge, whatever, within the judicial system. So if all I'm saying is if I were to choose one or the other of these tracks, I would have chosen the one that allows me to argue that the president can act independently and that his authority goes all the way back to constitutional times, and that would allow him to use the armed forces without getting into the so-called posse comitatus problem. We solve all of those difficulties by going on track one. If we go on to track two, we don't get the benefits of track one, but we get a great deal of detriment in terms of congressional intervention and in terms of judicial intervention.
Yeah, and it's even hard. I mean, obviously the House is not going to support Trump run by Democrats right now. But even in the Senate, it's a very thin margin. It might maybe even tough to get all the Republicans to get behind him on that. Now, when we come back, we're going to continue this, and we'll talk about what perhaps the state of Texas could do on a local level to build the wall, at least to protect Texas. Of course, these caravans and the illegal immigrants, they all go to California already. That's part of the plan. That's where they have their places set up. That's where the Democrats use them to get votes. So they usually just go through California, but we'll discuss that on the other side.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now. InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Okay, and so I'm not even paying bills around here. We've got crew that works 10 hours a day, and we want to hire more crew. We need to hire more crew, quite frankly. We need to expand. And it's pretty much impossible considering the censorship we deal with. But with God's grace and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, it may indeed be possible. So InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. I covered it yesterday, a study out of University of Colorado Boulder. This is just the latest study. There's all kinds of studies like this. The average American home, the air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. Well, your home is as polluted as a major city, according to new studies. So what do? We see these studies. They've been coming out for some time. And we say, well, I don't want to have a house that has toxic air in it. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology, and we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul, and so we've got a limited quantity available right now, but we're still selling them at $50 off. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air when you go to your home, for your children, for your friends, for your family. So that's just one example of how you can support InfoWars and benefit yourself. But there's other household items that are on there: toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, body lotion. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. There's big specials: 50% off the Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off Brain Force Plus when you buy it with Turbo Force, and the brand new InfoWars Life Protein Bar is 40% off when you buy two boxes or more. And, you know, I'm somebody that has protein bars, just always a box of them in my cabinets, in my pantries. It's a nice snack on the go, nice healthy snack on the go, nice something if you're running late for the gym or for something, and you just want to eat something. So it's the brand new InfoWars Live Protein Bars. Go ahead and get two boxes now for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And just go check out the website. All kinds of great supplements, hats, T-shirts, emergency food supplies, everything. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And then that's how you pay it forward and support us so that we can stay on air. Because, again, remember the social media baseball card. Alex Jones gets nothing. Alex Jones is not allowed to market on social media. He's not allowed to exist. He's not allowed to have any followers. He gets nothing. All we have is InfoWars.com/show and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So we thank you and we salute you for making it all possible. Stuart, why don't you take away the final 5 minutes of this segment with Dr. Edwin Vieira with EdwinVieira.com.
So just kind of like just to put it in summary, there were two tracks available to President Trump. One flows directly from the Constitution and from his obligation and duty to defend the nation as commander-in-chief and also to see that laws are executed, faithfully executed, and you specified those being there from the founding. And the second track is these new, because of people like Truman and the Steele case, Steele-Caesar case, Congress stepped in and said, we're going to put the president in a more narrow box when it comes to things other than war, basically, other than invasions or clear examples that flow from this constitutional authority. We're going to go ahead and let him do these things, the kind of nefarious or nebulous claims of emergency, but we're going to put them under our control. Is that pretty much how it went?
Yeah, that's pretty much so, exactly. So we have these two tracks, and you said before the break, what could a state do? Well, now that's a third track. State of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. I guess New Mexico and Arizona wouldn't be likely candidates for this. The states have reserved powers under the Constitution, and the one that would apply here, at least on the face of it, is Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. No state shall engage in war unless invaded or there is an imminent danger thereof, right? So the Constitution recognizes that if a state is invaded, it can actually engage in war, right? It could do the kind of thing that we talked about earlier that Wilson did in sending perhaps state troops across the border into Mexico in the way Wilson sent Pershing's people across the border after Pancho Villa. So it would depend, of course, upon what kind of militia structure or state defense force, National Guard, the president of Texas, the governor of Texas would have. And I'm not conversant with that. I haven't looked specifically at that.
He has both the Texas National Guard, and he also has what's called the Texas Guard, which is their version of a state defense force.
Right, and no doubt there are some provisions in the Texas Code that specify circumstances under which he can call those people forth and use them. Most of the states have something like that. Certainly Virginia does. And I would think that this would be one of the situations that would be covered. So I don't think that we have a question that the president could use the regular armed forces and probably parts of the National Guard as well. You have to look into the National Guard statutes, but certainly the ready reserve component of the National of the regular armed forces, and the governor of Texas could use the National Guard, State Guard, whatever militia structures he has where he could call people up as well. Now, if those two areas are the areas of interest, then we're talking ultimately of a foundation in the Constitution itself. It really does not depend upon very much coming out of Congress, and it certainly does not depend upon approval by the judiciary. So I would think if President Trump and the governor of Texas were really serious about doing this, they would sit down and coordinate and say, how much can we do with the armed forces, regular armed forces? How much can we do maybe in the middle with the National Guard people? And how much can you, governor of Texas, do with your own state guard, militia type structures, whatever authority you have under the Texas Constitution and laws? And we'll put this all together in a package that perhaps would look similar, other than the actual invasion of Mexico, to what President Wilson did, and the governor, I think the governor of Mexico was involved in that too. It was in New Mexico that Pancho
Villa. It was Columbus, New Mexico. I want to correct
Columbus, New Mexico.
Right.
So the militia were actually used on the American side of the border to maintain order and provide protection against a recurrence of that incursion by the Mexican bandits.
Would you advise?
So I think that could be done again today, and unfortunately, Trump's advisors are simply not suggesting to him that that's what he needs to do.
Would you advise Governor Abbott of Texas to declare an emergency here, or it would be the same can of worms by doing that? What should he say to support the president?
As we have in the problem that we've been discussing earlier, we have to look at the specific statutes that give the governor the authority to act in these various areas and to call up these various forces. And then we have to avoid the pitfall that President Trump has fallen into as a result of exclusively invoking the National Emergencies Act under a situation in which one house of Congress is definitely hostile to him.
Right.
Yeah, you got to wonder.
Maybe two, as was suggested earlier.
Well, the margin is thin in the Senate, but you got to wonder, right, again, why President Trump's advisors are just missing the boat on this. You hope they're not intentionally giving him bad advice, but you just have to wonder, because this seems like something that shouldn't be so hard, gentlemen, especially when you've got all the evidence, you've got the public support. It really shouldn't be going down these roads. So, Dr. Edwin Vieira, I mean, just final in closing, what does Trump need to do tomorrow if he wants to stop this invasion at the border?
He has to sit down and rethink this proclamation that he's put out. And I mean rethink it very, very carefully, amend it, rescind it and put in another executive order, because otherwise what is on paper now is going to lead him into great difficulties in the courts.
Yeah, and it'll take at least 8 months for this thing to hit the ground. All right, we'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, we're discussing the situation at the border, what the president needs to do, with Stuart Rhodes from oathkeepers.org, Dr. Edwin Vieira from edwinvieira.com, and newswithviews.com. It is very frustrating, Stuart. And we were just discussing where we want to go here, and here's what I'm saying. We can sit here and have these discussions all day long, and it doesn't matter how informed and how correct and how the advice from Dr. Edwin Vieira needs to be applied here. If the people don't put pressure on President Trump, now, I know you have a major announcement that you're going to make at oathkeepers.org later this afternoon. You can tease that a bit. But basically what it is, because we're talking about the courts, the president already knew that he was going to have to deal with the Ninth Circuit Court. I mean, he literally said, I'm going to deal with the Ninth Circuit Court, then I'm going to deal with the appeals court, and then I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court. So he already has all of this planned out for the next 8 months. He already thinks that that's how it's going to go. Now, we have a different vision of how we need to handle this, and we have an audience that has a different vision of how we're going to handle this. But to me, it's like the president needs the public pressure. I mean, people need to pick up their phone call and call the White House switchboard. They need to pick up their phone and call their representatives. They need to call the House. They need to call the Senate. They need to let the president know that waiting for 8 years to get this done as it goes through the court process is not acceptable. You have to do something about this now, but there needs to be some public pressure. So, I mean, just tease what you had coming up at Oath Keepers this afternoon and what other people need to do to apply pressure here.
Well, we're going to announce a border operation, or I guess you'd call it a rally in support of building the wall. So the president before talked about having a human wall until the wall is built. So we're going to put people down south of Eagle Pass as a start out there supporting the president and doing what's right. But going back to the point is that people out there, and that's the point of the rally, is to get the president to listen to us about what he should be doing as commander-in-chief under Title 10, as Dr. Vieira has pointed out. But even this whole idea of Trump articulating going from a district court judge in Ninth Circuit to the appellate court judge to the Supreme Court is showing he's getting bad advice also. He does not have to wait for that. Dr. Vieira, could you kind of just point out what he can do?
And I just want to say, because you said it correctly in the break, Dr. Vieira, if he doesn't do this the right way, he's going to lose a lot of his base, and people are going to think he's feckless when it comes to this main campaign issue.
Well, they'll more than think it, they'll know it. I mean, his policies, if they're not effective, well, you know, the buck stops here, as Truman says. Who's responsible for that? It would be the president himself. Talking about the court system, the Supreme Court has jurisdiction to intervene in any case in a lower court that might come to the Supreme Court through the appellate process. So if someone goes into a U.S. district court, seeks an injunction against the president, let's assume the judge is going to grant this. He's a rogue judge. He's not going to pay attention to the statutes. He's going to grant the injunction. President Trump could immediately petition the Supreme Court of the United States, writ of certiorari, to intervene because of the extraordinarily important nature of the case. We don't have to go through months and months and perhaps years of the appellate ladder and finally get it to the Supreme Court. There's no reason the Supreme Court couldn't decide to take it if it chooses to do so. Of course, that's the problem, if it chooses to do so. So that's where you get into the direct conflict between the executive branch and the congressional branch, Congress and the executive on the one hand, under the National Emergencies Act, and some single district court judge who was claiming to exercise authority to prevent the effective use of the National Emergencies Act, not only by the President Trump, but by Congress, which has retained the exclusive authority to rule on whether these national emergencies declared by the president are legitimate or not, whether they should be continued, whether they should be terminated, and so forth and so on. You cannot read that statute and come to any other conclusion than that exclusive jurisdiction over those questions is in the Congress of the United States. It is not in the judiciary. So at that point, I think, if the Supreme Court didn't come in right away and tell that lower court judge, no, you're wrong, dissolve that injunction or get rid of whatever writ you've provided, then President Trump simply has to take President Jackson's position, Andrew Jackson, and say, I am not going to allow a single district judge to interfere with the execution of this National Emergencies Act and the proclamation there under.
Well, what if the president
did this?
Because
that's within Congress's authority.
What if the president did this? Because you can use the U.S. Code for a multiple, you know, like, for example, I can go read the U.S. Code right now that says any politician, anybody in government that knowingly allows undocumented citizens, illegal aliens into this country illegally, and then depending on the crime they commit afterwards, it's a felony. I mean, you can lock all these people up. You can lock all these judges up. You can lock all these Democrat governors and mayors and congressmen up. I mean, you could literally use the U.S. code that says, I've read it a dozen of times. It literally says, if you knowingly accompany or you knowingly allow illegal immigrants into this country, that's a felony. If they then commit a felony, the felony crime on you just went up 20 years. If they kill someone, you're now liable for life in prison. Why doesn't President Trump use that aspect of the U.S. Code? I doubt a Ninth Circuit judge is going to want to stand in the way of this if they think they're going to go to jail.
Well, I think the problem there is a practical political one. You have these sanctuary cities, sanctuary state, I guess California's example, where the elected officials are essentially thumbing their noses at the Constitution of the United States, Article 6, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, saying we are not going to abide by these laws with respect to illegal immigrants, what they call undocumented immigrants. And those people who give aid and assistance to illegal immigrants are liable criminally under certain of the immigration laws. Now, the difficulty is, of course, you have to go to a U.S. attorney, and he has to go to a grand jury, and the grand jury has to give you an indictment, and then the indictment has to go in front of some district court judge, perhaps a rogue judge, who will not dismiss the indictment. The case has to go to trial. Well, you tell me how many years that's going to take in any particular instance. It would probably be a good idea for President Trump to have already done this with respect to some of the more notorious instances of this sanctuary city, sanctuary state business, but he has a difficulty of practice. And, of course, he has not had control, practical control, of the FBI and the Department of Justice since he came into office. And that's part of the whole enforcement process right there.
Yeah, the deep state's been controlling all those mechanisms.
And the deep state is in control there.
Right.
So it sounds like the biggest obstacle is the fact that there just are all these obstacles. I mean, it doesn't matter where Trump, even in his own cabinet. I mean, he can't even get good advice.
Right.
He's getting trouble advice.
That's right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. So in closing, Stuart Rhodes, Dr. Vieira, Stuart, tell people where they can find the announcement you're going to make later.
Yes, on oathkeepers.org this afternoon we'll be announcing our call to action for Americans to go stand on the border and be that human wall as a show of support to the president, but also to encourage him to step all the way back into his constitutional role as commander-in-chief and do this right.
And Dr. Edwin Vieira, what will people find at newswithviews.com?
Well, they'll find a whole series of articles that I've written, especially since the election of President Trump, that deal with all of these questions, the deep state, the use of the armed forces and the militia to accomplish some of his activities, dealing especially with, say, gun control or the ability of teachers to be armed in the schools. I mean, I go into most of these problems, of course, from a constitutional perspective, because ultimately, if you don't have that foundation, you probably don't have much of anything.
And that's why the Democrats are trying to destroy it right now. Of course, that's not when it plays to their advantage, and they can try to use it to their advantage. That's always convenient for them. All right, Dr. Edwin Vieira, great stuff today. EdwinVieira.com, newswithviews.com, Stuart Rhodes, always great to have you in studio, oathkeepers.org. Big announcement coming there this afternoon.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get it at basically $3. You get it for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalists and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Stuart Rhodes still in studio with me. You know, he brought his MAGA hat today to talk about some harassment he had to endure yesterday for wearing it out at a restaurant. And so he's wearing that today.
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was something I saw on Twitter of a gentleman being harassed in a thrift store.
Oh, it wasn't so, you. Yeah. Lucky you. Or unlucky you.
Yeah, so I just threw my hat on my head and said, I'd never wore a MAGA hat before. I bought it as a souvenir, but I'm going to go ahead and wear it. And
it was President's Day yesterday.
Right, so, you know, buy a MAGA hat, whether you like Trump or not. do you believe in free speech and don't want to be committing hate crime, or you do want to be committing hate crime?
A hate crime?
Yeah.
Are you committing a hate crime?
I am, right now. A hate crime. Yeah.
Well, hate crimes these days don't go unpunished. I mean,
that's okay. Bring it.
You can see the hate crime. No, but, you know, it's funny because that's honestly my biggest motivation, I think, at least. I mean, I support President Trump most of the time. I don't agree with everything he does. I'm not a purist, but, you know, I understand that it's if you agree with everything the president does, you're probably just in a cult. But it's almost just like the biggest flex of free speech right now is to wear a Trump hat. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be bullied by you. I'm not going to be intimidated by you. I'm gonna support the president. I'm going to wear this hat, even if it does anger you and you want me to take it off. Screw you.
Yeah. Like I said, bring it. Come take it. Come and take it. Right?
Come and take it. Yeah. Come and take it. It used to be about, you know, the gun from my cold dead hand. Now it's my MAGA hat. Come and take my MAGA. And they do, man. They do. And so, yeah, you got 14-year-old boys getting harassed. I didn't even hear. What was the story that you heard?
Some woman on Twitter was harassing an elderly Cuban man.
There's video of this?
Yes, it is on Twitter. And he's in a thrift store, and she's calling him nasty and horrible. And all she's doing is just solidifying his resolve to wear that hat. That's all it's going to do.
Yeah, this Cuban who probably defected from the communist state of Cuba,
right,
which Donald Trump in his speech yesterday was hammering again. So here's this man who freed, who freed himself from Cuba, who supports the free market in America now, supports what Trump is doing. And this lowlife is going to cut. See, that's what they don't even understand. These people are escaping hellholes created by socialism and communism.
And she, I think she, I mean, not gonna, I don't know, but my guess is that she was especially offended because he was Cuban, because he was a minority who's supporting Trump. They seem to hate minorities who support Trump even more than white people that support Trump.
No, see, that's part of their psychological makeup, that they want, this whole virtue signal campaign that they have for minorities, it's really nothing more than they want control over the minorities. So when they see, you know, a black person wearing a Trump hat, the reason why that angers them so much is because they want control over that black person. They want to be able to tell that black person how to think. I mean, that's really the psychology of these people. That's what it comes down to. That's why they get so ticked off when Kanye wears the hats. That's why they get so ticked off by people like Brandon Tatum and other black Americans that support Trump. They want control. It's all about control. They'll lie to get control, just like what you saw with Jesse Smollett. And that's what they want in America. They want America to be racist and hateful because that's who they are. And then when they realize, wow, America really isn't this hateful place we wish it was, they have to fake it to make it.
And any minority who wears a Trump hat is a race traitor,
mm-hmm.
basically. That's how they see them, is you're a race traitor. You're not actually for your people. You know, you're an Oreo or you're a coconut or whatever you want to call you. You know, you're actually a white person. You're a race traitor.
Oh, my gosh, that reminds me. I met this Venezuelan out when I was in Berkeley. Of course, the video is banned on YouTube now. She was just this nice Venezuelan lady out there supporting the president. And you had these hateful Trump protesters calling her. And she was like, yeah, I came out here. She was like, they called me coconut. They called me red. She's literally saying, oh, she's like 60 years old in a Trump hat. And she's tougher than all of these men out there trying to intimidate an old lady. Give me a break. It took more courage for her to come out there wearing that Trump hat than any of these fake men that come out here trying to bully her.
Yeah, I was a Latino for Trump rally here in Texas the other day, and I really think there should be a Venezuelan for Trump.
Well, I think that's coming, especially after the speech that he delivered yesterday. And I mean, I don't know. I don't support regime change in Venezuela. I mean, I support regime change per se, but not U.S.-led regime change, I would say. But it does look like that's the direction it's all going in. And so
he should airdrop weapons into the people of Venezuela.
So, you know, it's look, extreme situations call for extreme action sometimes.
Yeah, we sent the Liberator pistol. We airdropped that into France so the people in France could resist the Nazis when we invaded Normandy invasion. Same thing there.
It's bad in Venezuela. It really is. And I don't know what the solution is.
Well, they were disarmed. They were disarmed about 15 years ago.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
Right. So why not rearm the people of Venezuela so they can take the trash out themselves?
Maybe we just do that in Nicaragua and Cuba, too, you know, just see what happens then. You know, let's really solve socialism. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's really solve socialism.
Power to the people.
Yeah. So there's that going on right now. Now, there's some other news that we need to touch on today. That this is a story that's really pretty much going uncovered. Rod Rosenstein plans to leave the Justice Department next month. The Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein plans to leave the Justice Department in mid-March. An official familiar with the matter said last night, an announcement on his predecessor is expected soon. Rosenstein, obviously number two at the Justice Department, total swamp rat. I mean, just like swamp rat extraordinaire. Rosenstein with that criminal like veneer smile that he's got. What do you make of this? I mean, there really has been a lot of swamp draining at the FBI, and it kind of just goes overlooked because the swamp activity continues. But what do you make of Rosenstein setting to step down from his post?
Well, his job's done. He laid the groundwork for what you see now as he opened calls for the use of the 25th Amendment, the open conspiracies you talked about earlier. And I really kind of think that was his purpose, or his current purpose. He's done it. Same with McCabe. He's gone and done. They're openly saying, yes, this is what we planned on doing. We had discussions, and now you see you got Warren. Is it Warren? Running around saying, yes, we should do this. Elizabeth Warren saying we should go ahead and remove the president. And you got some former Bush, you know, lackey saying the same thing. So I think they're pushing now for the open conspiracy of, yes, let's go ahead and use the 25th Amendment. You know, not actual incapacity, but because we think he's got bad policies, we're going to call him mentally incompetent.
I think the Rosenstein step down, while there's a lot of angles here, I think the reason why it's happening now is the whole wearing a wire thing has now been totally confirmed by McCabe. And so basically he got pressured, stepped down. Who knows what that means otherwise behind the scenes. But that's kind of what I like to think happened there. Here's one. This is like... I don't even know. I mean, I say if I'm a detective or I'm an investigator and I look into this story, Democrats don't want ICE notified when illegal aliens try to purchase guns. So again, here's the Democrat Party that wants you to basically submit DNA and just a total, you know, everything if you want to buy a gun, whether you support that or not. That's what the Democrats do. But if you're a non-citizen, if you're an illegal immigrant, then they don't want you on record purchasing a gun. I mean, do you think, I mean, look, if I'm an investigator, all of a sudden, I'm looking into the Democrat Party running guns with MS-13 and using them to commit murder for them. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, this is like Fast and Furious times 1,000.
Yeah.
This is
just open.
Openly.
Just wantonly.
Right. We want these people to be armed. They're really basically saying we want our side.
They want more Kate Steinle shot to death. They want more police officers shot to death. And they don't want there to be any record of it.
Yeah. We want you people to be disarmed by any way we possibly can, but our people, and they see the illegals as being their allies, we don't want you to even look at their weapon handling or possession.
I mean, this really makes me sick that they are now, I mean, they openly fight for non-citizens to have more rights than Americans now. I mean, Stuart, I got to say, I mean, this is like next level that the again, if I'm an investigator, if I'm a detective, I'm saying right now the Democrats are trying to get away with murder in the United States by using illegal alien gang members to do it.
Right. Well, they're definitely we call it conspiracy to commit, commit murder and terrorism.
So just another level of treason that the Democrats are engaged in. Just unbelievable levels of treason these people engage in openly now. They used to do it behind closed doors. Now that they've been exposed, they have to do it openly in the public to act like it's not a big deal.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's just all kinds of news to get here, and I mean, I wish I could hash it all out. An Arizona cop, a hero, stopped a knife-wielding jihadist. That video is out there right now, Maricopa County, Arizona. Barely saw any of that in the news. It's just wild. By the way, so it looks like, just on a brief level here, on a surface level, this was just handed to me. Apparently, so this is an older thing. Flynn pushed to share nuclear tech with Saudis, report says. So my guess is this is, you know, I mean, look, United States has been selling arms to Saudi Arabia for how long? Too long. But hey, we get rich off of it. Yemen people die, but okay, I guess that's just how we go with that. And so now they're bringing this back out, even though it's an older story that was already investigated by Mueller. But see, Mueller, the whole Manafort thing was already investigated and let go, and then they just brought that back up and put him in jail. And now, Elijah Cumming is preparing an interim staff report, Committee on Oversight and Reform. Whistleblowers raise grave concerns with Trump administration's efforts to sensitive nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. We have been selling weapons technology to Saudi Arabia for frickin' decades. The Clintons gave the Chinese all of our nuclear secrets. They gave them our rocket propulsion technology. I mean, this is a frickin' joke, folks. So I guess this is the new thing, Stuart. Instead of Russian collusion, since they have none, they're going to go with Saudi Arabian collusion, which they have us selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, even though every other president did it. I guess that's their new angle, Stuart.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything to attack President Trump, especially on foreign policy grounds, and this is where the never Trumpers and the neocons come in. They, you know, that's who's attacking his foreign policy decisions, and it goes back to the 25th Amendment. They're going to try to say, well, listen, he's rogue, he's out of control, he's not doing his job properly, and it's putting pressure on the public or putting justification out there for eventually using the 25th Amendment. That's what I think.
You know, this is just kind of a side story, but it's in front of me. I'm going to mention it here. Trump promised to repeal the death tax. It's not repealed yet. He did give a bunch of exemptions to the death tax, so it's not as hefty as it was. But it still exists, and that bill is still sitting out there to repeal the death tax. It's just insane that we charge people. We tax their wealth when they die. So you die and you can't give your kid a farm. They have to sell the farm to pay the taxes on the farm that you own. Although maybe, I guess the solution is, Stuart, if you just hook yourself up to like one of those machines, just claim you're alive. You could just be a rotting husk. But if you claim you're alive, maybe that's how you avoid the death tax. So maybe that's
what we're still in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So by the way, just in case people want an update, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was claimed to be at a bunch of different things. No pictures were taken. The internet was abuzz. They just released an image of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I believe it's at, it looks like some place of travel, either a bus stop or train stop or something, or airport. Of course, she can't walk on her own power. She has her handlers literally carrying her around everywhere. It's like Weekend at Bernie's personified. But that's our Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one day away from ruling in an iron lung. Yeah, there's the image right there. She's totally out of it, folks. She's gone. She's not on the Supreme Court anymore. She's just a ceremonious Supreme Court member that the Democrats are clinging to so that they don't lose total control over this country, which they're about to.
She's a placeholder, basically.
Yeah. It's just more Democrat obstruction, anti-American crime, in my view. It's fine. Story from Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com. If the lights go out in the West, China will still shine bright, or the East will still shine. That's from the Huawei founder, Ren Zigfee. And it was Huawei, however you want to put it. They were the ones that got caught with all this backdoor technology in their products spying on U.S. citizens. So, you know, nothing to see here from China trying to spy on us, steal our intellectual property. I believe they even did, when they launched their, like, moon base exhibit, they had a picture of a bomb blowing up America. You remember that?
No.
That was just some nice, loving Chinese propaganda. Here's a story that's certainly bound to go nowhere from NBC News. Whistleblower in White House security office seeks protection. A White House security specialist is seeking official whistleblower protection from the federal government after raising concerns about unwanted security clearances for administration officials, including Jared Kushner, said sources familiar with the matter. The specialist, Tricia Newbold, filed the whistleblower complaints less than 2 weeks after she was suspended without pay for defying her supervisor, Carl Klein. How much you want to bet that this goes absolutely nowhere, Stuart?
Not a dime.
Here's another one that's going to go absolutely nowhere. Michael Cohen plans to give America a peek into Trump Tower, and it's chilling, according to his lawyer, Lenny Davis. No, you want to know what's chilling? The amount of heat that's going to come from this story. None. This is what they do. They just drum up all of this crap, and they hope that any of it's going to land or stick. And none of it does, ever, Stuart. None of it. What do you make of this? Clarence Thomas calls for reconsidering libel standards as Supreme Court rejects Cosby case. That's kind of a separate issue, but I think that this kind of really stems from Clarence Thomas having to deal with the media trying to destroy him when he was appointed to the Supreme Court. And then everything you saw that happened to Kavanaugh, everything that he's seen happen to Trump, now the Jesse Smollett hoax, the Covington Catholic hoax and all this stuff. I mean, it's really reached new levels of consolidated fake news to try to destroy singular entities.
Defamation of character. You know, I've experienced it myself, and my organization has as well. So I think you might be onto something. I mean, there's an increased level of protection for defamers when they defame someone who's in the public eye. But now with Twitter and Facebook, I mean, almost everyone's in the public eye, or with cell phone cameras. So, you know, yeah, I think there's some probably
like,
some
wait, you mean like Jesse Smollett and his fake hate crime?
Oh. No, what I mean, like the Covington kids, you know. So I mean,
well, even if they, but that's what I'm saying. But just like it's all caught on camera. Like the police followed, like they got the two guys, like they knew who they were, and they let Smollett tell this fake news, even though they knew who they were the whole time. Like, yeah, you're always on camera. I mean, oh boy, just you know, be careful out there. CBS's Laura Logan calls media mostly liberal in scorched earth interview. I'm committing professional suicide. Now this is interesting to me. I want to continue to monitor this because obviously we all agree. We already all knew this. And I hope that she's the real deal. But I'm almost curious that maybe she's a stalking horse so that people don't know how bad it actually is. That it's, oh, it's just liberalized. It's just leftist. No, I mean, it's a lot worse than that, Stuart. It's treasonous.
Well, I'm glad she's doing that. I mean, it might be a new, I mean, who knows why she's doing it herself. But it could create a kind of a walk away movement within the media. It could be their bailing ship. They realize it's starting to go down the tube. They've lost credibility, and she must have a future as an independent journalist with some credibility.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, look, Fox News probably still gets the most views as far as, like, people watching news, but it's a comfort thing. They're just tuning in because it's there and it's comfortable. As far as people going out and actively seeking out news, InfoWars, Alex Jones, like, that's what they want. That's why they're censoring us so much. But I think some journalists are learning, like, wow, I can have more impact just being independent than I can working in one of these big news corporations.
Yeah.
Record high, this is a Gallup poll, record high named government as the biggest problem. Well, it's funny that happened. This is part of the media hype over Trump, too, the hysteria, because most people would have already said the government was corrupt years ago. The FBI is corrupt. It's all corrupt. And then all of a sudden Trump came in and it became his fault, even though he was never the one in government. So I just found that to be funny. Quick news blitz here. 7-year-old who was selling hot chocolate to raise funds for the border wall, inspired by Trump's State of the Union, was called Little Hitler. How do you like that? A nice loving leftist called him Little Hitler for wanting to sell hot chocolate to secure the border. Unbelievable. Man who died in Ed Buck's home called the Democrat donor Ed Buck the effing devil to his friends. So basically, you know, when he finishes over at Ed Buck's doing whatever he's doing, he's talking to his friends and basically saying Ed Buck is the devil. So, you know, Ed Buck, you know, he's a John Podesta type, you know, these types, you know, what kind of art they're into. They're into the spirit cookings with Marina Abramovich. So who knows? Who knows what Ed Buck was into there at his sex dungeon where multiple dead people ended up. Las Vegas gets snow for second time this month. So much for global warming. American Airlines will let super-rich passengers take private helicopters to avoid long lines and traffic. Yeah, traffic is just out of control in this country. Neuroscientists say they found an entirely new form of neural communication. We know so little about the brain. This could be a big breakthrough here. Basically, your brain, they've learned now, can now wirelessly essentially send messages across the surface of the brain. Incredible stuff. All right, folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever. Big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off the Ultimate Bone Broth. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. Air filters, water filters, supplements, 40% off two boxes or more when you purchase two boxes or more of the brand new protein bar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.